Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 5.25 cents, December wheat down 13.5 cents, and November beans down 9.25 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down about just 10 ticks, but the gold's down $10 an ounce. The Dow Jones, after being down about 160 or 70, is now back higher on the day. So a little bit volatility out here. I would expect that will continue. We did have some export sales this morning. It was 142,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico and 213,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. Now the talk is sometime by the end of the week, it looks like we'll have some kind of trade deal with Mexico, but they were saying the same thing last week, and we still haven't seen anything concrete. The president said the negotiations are going great, whatever that means, but we still haven't seen anything in writing as yet. I think the report, particularly in the beans, are bearish enough that, you know, I think the pros are certainly going to be looking to sell any rallies out here. A Mexican agreement isn't going to do that much for the beans, not with a 785 million bushel carryout out here. So, you know, the numbers are just staggering, way too much grain, and particularly in the beans, not so much in the wheat and corn, but the wheat was down, you know, 14 here overnight. So nothing looks particularly good. The funds are still long wheat. They are short corn, they're short beans, they're short oil. They're still long some meal in here. Meal made a new contract low overnight. So I just don't see anything particularly positive out here. And again, I think the pros will want to sell the rallies. The weather around the country doesn't look too bad. We had a little bit of heat over the weekend, but nothing bad. We're getting some rain in here over the next couple of days. And I think the big crops are going to get bigger as we subsequently move toward harvest out here. So we need, you know, an agreement with China. I would say this puts the pressure on the president to do something to try to save the American vote, farm vote. But the American farmer seems to be backing him no matter what. So it looks like both sides have got their heels dug in and no resolution anytime in the future. So that's not helpful for the grains. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.